whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls, so we're going to get right to those. Coming up, when we get a chance, we'll give you an update on Sam's situation. He's gotten, well, I guess his situation hasn't changed, but the media situation surrounding Sam, the coverage level, has seen a significant spike within the last week. We'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, on the way, secession needs to be talked about again and again. We're going to do that again.
And we certainly do that.
So we're going to go first to your phone calls, though. Chris is in Georgia, and he's on the amp line. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to bring up something that I thought was rather encouraging that I saw on the Glenn Beck show yesterday.
Okay.
He had as a guest Craig T. Nelson, the actor.
Yes.
And he actually brought up, he was talking about how much he pays in taxes living in California, as, you know, through state taxes and federal taxes. And he mm-hmm. said, I am going to quit paying income taxes.
No, really? Craig
yeah,
Nelson?
He said it. Yeah. And he also, he encouraged Glenn Beck to encourage his viewers to do the same.
Now, wait, are we talking about California state income tax?
He was talking state and federal.
You're 100% certain about that?
Yes, that's exactly what
wow.
he said.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Let's make a note. Serious. Let's get Craig Nelson on the show. He's serious about that.
Yeah, and something else was Glenn said, well, you might go to jail, right? And he said, oh, I'm definitely going to jail.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I just thought that was pretty encouraging.
We need more of that. We need more of people in Craig Nelson's position. And, Mark, you looked confused when you heard the name earlier.
I've looked him up on IMDb.
He's in Coach, yes. A very popular TV show. And so we need more people in his position where when someone like Craig Nelson says something, people pay attention yep. and they take it to heart and they ask themselves, huh, if Craig Nelson, who was ABC's coach, mm-hmm. Has decided that it's gone too far, maybe it's time
has.
For me to join him.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Yep. Exactly. That was my thought exactly.
And the more the merrier, because if they put Craig T. Nelson in jail and they put Glenn Beck in jail, then all they're going to do is just continue to show how violent and thuggish they are, and it's going to erode their sense of legitimacy that they have in people's minds ever further. In fact, the story I've got about secession touches on that. So, man, that's great news. I'm glad you called to share that with us. Was there anything else on your mind tonight, Chris?
That's gonna do it. Just keep up the great work. I love the show.
Excellent. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's the kind of courage that it's going to take to change things. Because I'm sorry, going and begging has not ever done anything significant, in my opinion, as far as changes are concerned. Begging the politicians, oh, please stop raising my taxes. I'll keep paying every single time you do, but please, please stop raising them.
And they don't even say please. Sometimes people will say, this is unconscionable, but they still pay.
Or some people are even more pathetic than that. Instead of saying the taxes are unconscionable or that they're outraged, they'll say, well, I just think we should change the tax system. Let's have a fair tax instead. That'll actually mean the government will get more money, but it'll be a fair tax, so I'll be okay with that. No. If you aren't okay,
I'm okay with
what's
you robbing
on.
Everybody but right. equally.
If you are not okay with what is going on, and I'm not talking about just because it's the Obama administration, he just happens to be the figurehead today. I said these same things a year ago.
Yep.
If you are not okay with an intrusive, oppressive federal government, heck, if you're not okay with the federal government as a concept, as I am, then it's high time that people started getting serious about making personal changes to the way they behave that will result down the line, hopefully, in something different happening. Now, if you want to go about doing the same things you've always done, you'll probably get the same results.
Likely.
But if you want to see something change, if you really are serious about seeing a voluntary society emerge, or maybe you're just a really, really small government person, you want to see a small coercive government instead of this authoritarian, large, intrusive behemoth that we have today, it's all going to take some... I'm so convinced of this, Mark. It's going to take personal risk. Because...
I don't see how a revolution would take place without personal risk. I'm not looking
to, I'm not looking for a revolution. I want an evolution. I don't want to go back around to the beginning. I don't want to start over. No thank you. Not even back to the Articles of Confederation. I know that was a preferable document than the Constitution. No, I'm not interested in starting over. But I'm sorry, I interrupted what you were saying.
It's going to take risk.
It absolutely is. I've said before that nothing significant, and I'm borrowing this from someone else, famous, I'm sure, nothing significant in life was ever gained that was easy. It takes some risk if you want to have reward. If we've been trained that risk is dangerous. Risk is risky.
Mm.
You don't want to take a risk, Americans. You want to take it easy. There's a nice lazy boy couch over there and a six-pack of beer and dancing with the stars on television and all kinds of things for you to take it easy with. Hey, just shh. Stop rocking the boat. Take it easy over there. Shut up. You know what? You liberty people talking so loud about this freedom stuff is starting to get me scared. Take it easy. We've got it good here in America. It's really nice here, and like we've got air conditioning and food, and it's so wonderful here in America. And it is. There's no doubt about it.
The freest place on the planet,
maybe
the freest country, likely. Yeah. You know, it's certainly close. There was one
point
when it was definitely far and away the freest place in the world.
It's in question. It's been called in question.
Yeah, it's definitely in question.
But it's easy to take it easy, just as long as you let Master take 50, 60, 70. 80, 90, however much a percent that Master wants to take to allow you to take it easy. So once you get tired of
what Master's going to want is more and more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So once you get tired of that, then you know where to turn to. You have to turn inside yourself and find the strength to actually do something that puts it on the line. You don't have to put it all on the line. You don't have to go as far as Craig T. Nelson is going to go, or so it sounds. But, boy, if you did go that far to not only stop paying taxes, because there are millions of Americans that quietly don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
But put it on your sleeve.
Declare.
We've talked about how that now... that the government is so intrusive and so oppressive that it's now more important than ever for people to talk about, you know, things like politics and religion when they're getting together with their friends and their family. Not only stop paying taxes, but explain to people on a regular basis why it is you've done so. That you've done so, and why it is you've done so, and what your goal is in doing so. And let people know, and encourage them to join you. Hey, aren't you tired of this killing people all around the world stuff that's going on in your name that you're paying for if you're talking to somebody?
Or socialized medicine, which is getting rammed down our throats.
Pick an issue.
Socialization of American businesses.
Gun
like
control, locking up
motors.
Americans. Yep. I mean, what is it, 1 in 30 now or 1 in 10 has been behind bars in their lifetime, 1 in 30 currently behind bars, something like that?
Some scary
number.
So
pick an issue. That you're talking to some when you're talking with somebody you know and you know what their issue is going to be, pick that issue. Say, aren't you tired of this? What are you going to do? Call your representative.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And since we're on this track here, secession, I think, will be a good topic tonight because people are getting fed up. But they're wondering what they can do. What can we do? Well, you can take personal action like Craig T. Nelson is talking about doing. And you can get together with others and take even more, I think, bigger, effective steps. And we'll talk about that. Take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, It's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-685-3314. 800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show, you bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, including Facebook, which isn't really a feature on our site, but it is free. We've got the Free Talk Live Facebook group, I believe they are called.
I don't think this is a page. The
fan
I think
club?
This is the page as opposed to the group.
Page? I'm still not sure what the difference is. I don't know if anybody even goes to the group anymore, but there's a Free Talk Live
Actually,
page.
The group is growing, too.
Weird.
Yeah.
There's a Free Talk Live page. I'm glad everything's growing. That's good. There's a Free Talk Live page. The best way to get to it is Facebook group.freetalklive.com. I was in my Facebook account looking for the link to the Free Talk Live group, and I couldn't find the damn thing. So I think if you type it in, you can find it in their search. But if you just go to facebook.freetalklive.com, it takes you right to the group, and you can join that. And I'm sure I offended somebody this afternoon, Mark.
How so?
Because I pruned down my friends list on Facebook.
Okay.
See, I had been going by the policy of everybody that sends me a friend request, I'll approve.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I want to be nice, right? I mean, people, they when they listen to you on the radio, this is something about radio that I don't know if it happens with television in the same way.
I think so.
You think it does? Maybe. When people listen to the radio, it's such a personal medium. Our voice, if you've got headphones on, our voices are in your head. We are inside your mind in that way. And so there's something very intimate about the experience of listening to the radio, specifically talk radio, because you're hearing the host, whoever he or she might be, spout off about whatever it is they are spouting off, and you come to know about that person to some extent,
yes.
At least what they allow you to know. And in many cases, it can be very personal, especially on this show, and we talk about personal things. Sometimes we do get pretty personal.
Yep.
On this show, and so
I'm of the opinion that if you're going to, you know, that listeners want that. When I listen to talk show hosts and they sort of steer around personal issues, you can tell when somebody's skirting things, and I don't like that. That's not what I want from my talk radio host. And I'm not the great storyteller that Glenn Beck is, or I'm not the great whatever it is that Rush Limbaugh has, and I'm not sure what it is. We don't delve deeply into politics on this show. What I do have to share,
I think Rush was first,
is my thoughts and my mind, my mind, and so therefore that's what I share with people.
Right. So it's a very intimate medium, and people get to know you without you concomitantly getting to know them. So I've decided to implement a new policy over my personal Facebook account. When I got fed up with MySpace, I just erased my MySpace account.
Yeah.
But Facebook's kind of hip and cool, and I
enjoy it
going. Yeah, it's a nice little website. But one of the problems that one of the things that began bugging me was I had started to use the Facebook BlackBerry application when I was sitting on the toilet. See, personal.
Yeah.
So if I'm reading your Facebook update, I'm probably on the can at the time.
I think I'm going to put up on my Facebook the photo I took of your the calendar you had where you were marking your bowel movements. I really enjoy that. I love that. I wish I could find that. The calendar's gone.
Well, I'm much more regular now. Right? I don't need to keep track of that thing. So while I was looking at that, I kept noticing all these comments from people. I had no idea who they are. Who are these people? I mean, I've been approving all kinds of people. I don't know who they are.
Sure.
And sometimes they're interesting. Most of the time, I was not interested whatsoever in them. And so I tried to look to see if they had some option to say, well, include this person on my little comments list thing or not. And they don't. So if they're on your friends list, you have to look at their comments, pretty much is my understanding of it. So I went through this afternoon and I pruned out all of the people's names that I didn't either recognize, or even if I recognized them, if I didn't really wasn't sure who they were or didn't really know them. I didn't really have any strict.
You turned it into a personal Facebook, page. But however, you have the Free Talk Live page that listeners can.
That's kind of how I'm feeling about it. Like if you are somebody that I know, who I've met before. I don't even have to know you very well. It's just like met you enough times to remember you. Basically.
It's okay. I like the listeners enough to still continue to
mark
as my
friend. Yeah, I'm glad. But I just know that somebody's going to get offended by that, right? Because it's the internet and social networking things on the internet. Some of them take people. People take them very seriously. Very seriously. And so I just wanted to let you know. Hey, I'm sorry if you were offended. If you want to follow the show, go to facebook.freetalklive.com. If you want to join, if you want to have me be your friend on Facebook, I would like to have met you before, or at least have some idea of who you are and what you do. So that's that. I just figured I'd put that out there as an explanation of my new policy.
Okay.
And, you know, I may cut it back even further. I think I left a lot of people on that are in New Hampshire just because they're in New Hampshire, even though I'm still not sure.
Good enough. Yeah. New Hampshire's good enough.
Yeah. Okay. I like New Hampshire people. 1-800-259-9231. That's the number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
I find Facebook a little confusing as to where people are necessarily, because there's these, you're in whatever network you're in. Well, mm-hmm. just because I happen to be in the Sarasota network doesn't mean that I'm in Sarasota, Florida. I have some friends there, and at one point I was in Sarasota on Facebook, so I've sort of left that network. But I often, when I look at their little info tab, I don't know where necessarily people are. I have some clues, but I don't know.
So really, this was—I mean, really, this was all done to improve my toilet experience.
That's excellent. I'm gonna post that picture now.
That's when I spend the most time on Facebook.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue here with your phone calls and go to Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
What's going on, guys? Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, two things. First, really fast, I want to say Pam from, I think it's Wisconsin, is probably the most entertaining caller I've heard in a long time.
I can't believe people are finding her so entertaining. She's so obnoxious how she keeps talking over, trying to continue Babylon nonsense. But hey, I agree with you. I think it is entertaining, and that's why we kept her on for two full segments last night. Actually, longer
than that. Yeah, it makes great. I was listening to the podcast of that last night at the grocery store, and I'm in line. And when you guys put her... You potted her down, and you're talking, and you bring her back up after a minute. She's still rambling, and it's just like your reaction was priceless, and I'm standing there, and I start laughing.
Yeah.
She started looking at me like I'm nuts.
Yeah. What is he laughing about? Yeah. He's standing there alone.
But,
I love it. Yeah, it's great. And, yeah, in case you missed it, go back to last night's episode and check this lady out. It's the second time she called the show. She called in basically with the same old talking points about how Jesus is alive. And
but her talking points are hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Down in Australia. And, of course, it was perfect.
She could call in once a week with that same stuff.
We'd milk it for all it's worth, sure. And it was so perfect that when she was still rambling on, even as we had her turned down, the first words out of her mouth as we potted her back up were, of course, were 9/11.
9/11.
Of course.
But she was actually berating us for talking about 9/11, even though she doesn't listen to the show. She's probably listening to some other show and thinks that we're...
Here's the phone number, yeah.
Yeah, talking about 9/11. I don't have any idea.
Who knows? But just a reminder of how crazy people can be when they have no sense of reality to tie themselves to. I don't know how people get to that point, but they must have no feedback loop or anything like that. Nobody around them to say, hey, what are you thinking? Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. More on the way here. Your calls about anything plus secession. Time to put that topic and strategy back on the table. We'll get into it. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about Unicure. If you want to have beautiful hair like mine, use Unicure. You can find it at unicure.com. I've been using it for more than a year now. I've bought the stuff that's, I'm going out of
purchase. I'm laughing at your hair. It's a great product.
It is, yeah. Yeah, my hair's wonderful. Hey, look, I get compliments on Facebook about my hair.
That's
great. I don't know whether it's great or not. But Unicure has been sold in top salons since 1973. And it's available to you. You can get it at 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. That's 888-UNICURE, unicure.com.
All right. We continue with your calls. Actually, Dave held through the break. Dave in Nevada, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead quickly with your thoughts because we've got other people waiting.
Okay. So I wanted to briefly mention North Korea, and I'm sure you're aware of their nuclear test.
Heard something about it.
Yeah. They tested an underground test of a nuclear weapon that was supposedly same size of bombs we dropped on Japan back in the day.
Okay.
And so the world's all up in arms about it, and, you know, Obama's all mad about it. And what I'm kind of thinking is, well, so what? I mean, North Korea, what are they going to do? I mean, they can't launch a missile or anything like that. The only thing I look at it as is a commercial to the rest of the world saying, hey, we're willing to sell you our nuclear technology, if you like. You know, but
they going to do? I mean, that is a great question. I don't know. I'm no military.
Not a particularly rich nation because, well, they don't allow free trade.
Yeah. I think it's just them rattling their sabers, saying, look how bad we are. We're the bad boy on the block. Quake and fear. I mean,
their main exports are crystal meth. I'm not joking. Crystal meth,
really?
Counterfeit bills. Oh, yeah. Counterfeit bills and nuclear technology.
I'm surprised anything gets out of there. They've got quite a security system keeping people and products in that place.
Yeah, so, you know, but I wouldn't feel a little worried about it if our military wasn't in tons of, you know, bases all over the world.
Absolutely, you know, and propping up their enemy to the south. I mean, that's a big problem as well. That's one of the reasons why they probably hate the United States military and the U.S. government.
And as a result, the U.S. people.
Final thoughts, David?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, thanks. Hopefully our government doesn't do anything stupid. But
well, you can count on that. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The question is, what stupid things will they do next? What those will be, I'm not sure. We go to Joe, listening to WAIS in Athens, Ohio. Hello, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to share something that happened to me there last weekend and share it with everybody.
Okay.
Well, last weekend, an individual threatened to burn my house down.
Oh, dear.
And then I'm like, hey, buddy, do me a favor. Make sure my wife and kids ain't home because I got a boatload of insurance. I'll be able to get out of this town that I live in.
Why would someone do something like that? Would they upset at you for something?
Oh, well, me, my wife, and my uncle, we built this little league field across from our home, and some old individuals forgot what it was like to be a little kid.
Mm.
And they've caused us nothing but grief.
Where the field is across from your home, is it your property or
public land? No, it's on town property.
I'm
actually an elected council member.
Okay, interesting.
And, when I made this statement to this guy, he's like, no, I'll tie you up, your wife up, and your kids up, and I'll burn you alive in there.
Good heavens.
Wow, that's out of control.
Okay, well, me and my wife, we left the situation, and I went home, and I called the law. Well, the law took over an hour to arrive at my home.
Even for a council member?
Yeah. Yeah. And this is in Belmont County, Ohio.
Okay.
Now, after 40 minutes of waiting, I grabbed my .410 shotgun, single shot, shot breech action, you know, squirrel rabbit gun.
Yeah.
And I got one 3-inch hollow point mag, and I stuck it in my back left pocket.
So the gun's empty?
Correct.
Is it broken? I mean, did you have the breech broken?
No.
Okay.
No, I called 911, and I told them that I was standing at my front door and parade rest, and if this individual made an encroachment upon my property, I was going to kill him based on his threats against my home and my family.
Seems legitimate to me, I would say.
Dude, they came in like the Gestapo. They're like, throw down your weapon. I put my weapon down. You know, I've seen enough episodes of Cops. I know what they want out of me.
Yeah.
And I step forward, and I lay down. I put my hands behind my back. They cuff me. Then a deputy, after I'm cuffed, comes up from the side and stomps on my shoulder.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, unbeknownst to them, I have video surveillance at my house.
Beautiful.
They have tried to trump these charges up. They've got me locked up in Athens ABH. It's a behavioral place.
Is that where you're calling from?
Yes.
Huh. So they interred you? They
have falsely imprisoned me.
What are the charges?
Well, the original charges was weapons under disability, which that means that you were intoxicated while having a weapon.
Okay.
And over the entire evening, I had 4 beers from 9 o'clock in the evening till 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's not a lot of beer.
No, some was spilled on me. My wife had spilled her drink on me earlier in the evening, so I didn't smell like alcohol.
Did they breathalyze you?
No, they wouldn't. I requested a breathalyzer, and they refused to give me a breathalyzer. My attorney told me the reason they did that is because they didn't want to be wrong.
Right. Oh,
sure.
That's absolutely the reason they did that, and to me that sounds like a charge that will not stick.
So
no,
why are they denying
as a matter of fact, they have violated my Second and my Eighth Amendment rights.
What?
Under the Constitution of the United States.
I agree.
Sure. So they put you in an institution, basically. Where's this going next? What's going to happen?
Well, I'm set to be released on Monday, but yet they've still got some charges pending against me. But my wife called another attorney, and the other attorney out of Columbus, Ohio, has stated that I have been falsely imprisoned and my Second and Eighth Amendment rights have been violated.
And, Joe, when did this all go down?
Last Saturday night.
So this past Saturday.
2:58. Well, I called them at 1:50 a.m. Mm-hmm. I called like 4 or 5 times to 911 because it's a 15-minute leisurely ride from my home to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them over an hour to get there.
Sure.
The only reason that they showed up, I believe, is because I finally just called the Ohio State Highway Patrol direct and informed them of the situation.
Well, you know, they're busy arresting kids for pot.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah, I know.
here's what doesn't make sense for me in the story. Now, you said it was about 3 a.m. that this was occurring. When was the, I mean, for one, old codgers go to sleep usually about 9, and it doesn't seem like the time of day that one would be having a conversation about a Little League field.
Well, see, we'd had a lot of controversy over our Little League field.
Yeah.
They did not want us to build the field. The individuals that live right around where the field was built.
Sure.
There used to be a field there years ago, and some of it used to be on this one individual's property.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh.
And it was falling down, you know, the old field, and they tore it down, and we hadn't had a Little League field in like 10 years. And my daughter had got called and asked about joining this team because they were short on kids, so. I decided, well, I'm going to take her across the street and, you know, see how she does, see if she's interested in it and not, mm-hmm. and discovered that our field wasn't there. So I brought that to the council meeting and finally got some permission to put a field up and everything. And the people right around there, the one people that the ball field used to be on kept claiming that we were on their property. And we finally had the property surveyed thinking that this would end all arguments and everything.
That can't be cheap. How much did it cost to survey?
$1.
Okay, so the survey
had been surveyed 4 times over the last 20-year period, and the individual that was claiming that we were on their property, they were the last individuals to have it surveyed. And the company that came in and surveyed it, Jack Hamilton Surveying out of Flushing, Ohio, they were the last ones to survey it.
So they just pulled up the file and said, here it is.
Yeah, well, he came out, placed pins and everything to show.
But how does that lead to a 3 a.m. confrontation? We'll get you to answer that here in moments. 800-259-9231, and hopefully you'll continue to update us on this as it continues to develop. 800-259-9231, locked in what sounds like an asylum over a baseball field. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908 691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever's on your mind, if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those, including the updates. We'll get signed, or you can get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com and get kept in the loop as to what's going on with the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
There are lots of reasons you might want to hide valuables around your home. Stash Your Swag, SWAG.com, gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification, and the guide contains detailed pictures to help you out. It's an ebook, and you can get it for under $7. It's StashYourSwag.com.
All right, let's go back to Joe in Athens calling from some sort of a detainment facility, insane asylum, or something like that. Where exactly are you again, Joe?
Appalachian Behavioral Health System.
Okay, so that does sound like an insane asylum.
Does it have nice rolling lawns?
Excuse me, say that again?
Does it have nice rolling lawns where the residents can...
Oh, no, I'm not even allowed outside.
But you are allowed to make payphone calls to toll-free numbers?
Yes, sir.
That's better than... It's a little better than jail, then, because...
Oh, it's a hell of a lot better than jail.
Okay. All right. Food's not too bad?
No, it's actually pretty decent.
All right, so you're in this place because a few nights ago there was a confrontation between you and an angry neighbor about a baseball field.
Well, this guy isn't even a neighbor. He's just somebody who's friends with the neighbors.
Some local jerk.
Yeah, punk.
He was drunk?
He was intoxicated.
And a punk. Okay, gotcha. So he started something. You had built a baseball field for a little league team in basically what was public property across the road from your home.
Yes, sir.
Some uppity neighbors didn't like that very much because they hate children.
Basically.
Fun. And how did this guy confront you at 2 in the morning? How did that happen?
Well, me and my wife, we went to the local pub. And at 9 o'clock, we each had a drink. There wasn't nobody there, so we went to another pub. Like 20 miles away to have a drink, and there was a bunch of people, a wedding party in there, and they said they was going to Holloway. So I'm like, well, let's go on back to Holloway, you know, that's close to home anyway. I'm not into drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, and I bought a beer, and while I was there, this individual approached me and introduced himself, his first name, and said, you called the cops on me about 10 years ago because of stuff over this ball field.
10 years ago.
Yeah, he said 10 years ago, which it couldn't have been because we didn't build the ball field until 2003.
Okay.
But he, keeping in mind, he was intoxicated.
Right.
All right.
And he made those threats against me, and me and my wife's just like, let's go home. Let's just get out of here. And I was like, well, I want to catch this guy's last name, so when I call the cops, I know who I'm pointing to, right?
Makes sense.
And this guy, he wouldn't give me his last name, and he's like, you want to go right now? And we went outside, and I'm 220 pounds. I'm an ex-Marine.
You're feeling confident with going outside with this guy, gotcha?
Oh, yeah. And he grabbed a hold of my lapels and is trying to manhandle me. And he's maybe 160 pounds at the most.
but good and drunk.
Yeah. And we got separated. And a friend of mine was standing there. I told him to go get this guy that this individual keeps naming about this Leroy Boyce that lives next to the ball field, the guy that's giving us our heartache. Well, Leroy comes out. And I'm like, hey, Leroy, why don't you tell this kid that we're on level ground and everything's good and that's all in the past, you know? He's like, I don't know nothing, with a big smile, and walk back in the bar.
Really?
Yeah. So, anyway,
so
we're separated.
Leroy's got somebody else fighting his fight for him, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, he's one of these false Christians that go to church every Sunday.
Mm.
And me and my wife, we walk, and my in-laws are both Methodist preachers.
Okay.
And, anyway, me and my wife, we walk back up to the truck. We get in the truck, and I saw the kid, and I'm like, hey, kid, why don't you come up to the ball field and see what we've done up there? And he started picking up rocks and flinging them at my truck.
Jeez.
I got mad. Went home.
Maybe. You were trying to be nice.
Yeah, I was trying to be very cordial.
You know, that's just it. There have been some instances. There's a recent happening here in the Keene area where one activist was carrying a weapon and some drunks were heckling him, and he tried to do the nice neighborly thing to go over and talk to them about it, which, in my opinion, I think was a mistake, and he ended up walking away alive out of the confrontation, which is good. But if you've got people that are drunk and in an angry mood, it just doesn't make sense to go and be nice to them. Just get the hell out of that scene.
Lessons learned.
Right. Remove yourself from the situation.
Hey, Joe, do us a favor. Keep us in the loop, because it's interesting to hear what happens, what's going to happen in this case, because obviously the police have chosen sides.
I want to give you WTOV9 out of Steubenville, Ohio. You can punch it up, and it's councilmen with weapons under disability. Look for the video, because they represented me very well in the video, because I stated that I believe I have a right as an American to protect my family when law enforcement fails to arrive in a timely manner.
Okay, and you said it was WTOV9, and your name is Joe what?
Joseph Schaefer, and you can check on 1170 WWVA, David Bloomquist on the Bloom Daddy Experience.
All right, well, that's probably enough. We just need to give our listeners one thing if they want to find more. I thank you for the call tonight. Good luck out there, and feel free to keep us in the loop. 800-259-9231. Seems like the police have chosen sides in that particular conflict.
Seems that way.
And very interesting, an interesting twist that he happens to be a city councilor in that particular case, or town selectman, or whatever they call them there, in Little Ohio.
I find it difficult to imagine, but, you know, what are you going to do? It could very well be another council person's on the other side of that ball field, doesn't like the ball field being there.
Yeah, there's a chance that, you know, in the good old boys network, not everybody is necessarily on the ends with one another, right?
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue. Ladies, let's go to Christina in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christina.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
My husband and I were watching the local news last night, and we just heard that the Mount Lebanon Police Department, which Mount Lebanon is like a little borough outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
It's like the nouveau whitey-tidy, richy neighborhood, you know.
All right.
But they are to get people to remember to lock their car doors at night to prevent theft and all that kind of stuff. The Mount Lebanon Police Department is going to start opening up people's car doors, getting inside, getting their cell phones, MP3 players, pretty much whatever they leave laying around in their car, put it in their console and leave a little card as a reminder, hey, you need to lock your doors at night because this could be a real theft.
That is so intrusive, and
that's what I thought.
So
I'm like,
offensive.
Now, if I was being a friendly neighbor to my neighbors and like wanted to remind them, and I did something like that, wouldn't they come and arrest me for a B&E?
Well, it's not breaking. It's not breaking and entering.
If it's unlocked, you mean?
But they would get something along those lines, though. Yeah, if the door's unlocked, to get people to lock their doors.
Probably trespassing is. When you were listening, that's the first thing I'm listening for. They're not removing anything from the vehicle, so they're not doing burglary of a conveyance. Trespassing sounds like what one might be able to say. But hey, they're the cops. They're above the law.
Yeah, that's true. They'll be completely immune from this. And this is not an unusual circumstance. There are places around the country where things like this go on. And how intrusive, how outrageous. And what do you think would happen if you had a bag of marijuana in your center console?
And that's what I'm thinking to myself, too. Are they really doing it to, you know, be nice and protect everybody's stuff from being stolen? Or is it more of kind of like, hey, let's do this and see what we can get away with, see what we can find to pin on people?
It's just another example of the government, even if they did have the best of intentions, and I don't know if they do, I'm not in their head, but even if they did have the best of intentions, it's just another example of an intrusive police program that they've come up with, and they've decided to force on everybody. If we had a marketplace in protection, which I would love to have, but we don't, and we've got this government one-size-fits-all violent monopoly, so if they decide they want to start checking people's cars, they just start checking people's cars. There's no contract. There's no agreement. I didn't hire them to do that. I didn't say, hey, will you guys come by once a week and, you know, just check my car in the parking lot, just make sure everything's okay. I mean, if I had contracted with them to do that, then there would be no problem. There would be no issue whatsoever. But they just go and they do things, and maybe they do have the best of intentions, but I don't appreciate it when you do things to my property without my permission. Thank you for the call tonight. I'm glad you brought that up.
What town was that before you go?
Are you still there?
I'm sorry?
What town was it before you go?
What town was it? I'm sorry. My daughter's talking to me. It's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but it's a little borough called Mount Lebanon, or the people around here call it Mount Lebanon.
Okay. There you go. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. But, Mark, it could be any town, USA.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Well,
we've heard this story.
I want to keep my eye on
it. We've heard this same story over the years a number of times. And it's absolutely outrageous. Just the other night, just last night, you remember Julia was in here in the studio looking frantically everywhere for something. And I didn't realize what it was until she came over here and saw it. It was her wallet. She'd accidentally left it in the car. And I'd brought it in because the car was unlocked. And so I didn't want anybody to take her wallet. I brought it in. But since she didn't bring it in herself, she didn't know where it was. She was looking everywhere for it. When someone takes something of yours and moves it without your knowledge, that can be a really frustrating process.
Yeah.
And do they leave the note on your steering wheel or in your console? So when you get into the car, do you have to search around your whole car to find out where they've moved all your things to?
It can be. I'm sure it's very scary in some cases.
Thanks for your service. I didn't ask for it. Hour 2 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.